Then down in this psalm, and I'm going to drop down now, there's a very wonderful statement made, and it's down in verse 8. Will you notice this? This is a very wonderful thing. He says here, "Thou countest my wanderings." The Lord knows about every trip you make. I have thought of that a great deal since I've been studying the Psalms this time, because since I've retired, I've been going from place to place. And I sometimes ask my wife, I say, "What did I speak about when we were in this certain place in Ohio, or down in Florida, or back in Texas, or up in the state of Washington, or out in the Hawaiian Islands?" I forget what I was speaking about. And then she'll tell me. The Lord's got all that written down. If I could just have access to His book, it'd be great. Notice what He says, "Thou countest my wanderings. My tears have been put into thy bottle. Are they not in thy book?" Now, you will find a note in this New Scofield Bible that says sometimes in olden days in the East, mourners would catch their tears in bottles, that is, water skins, and place them at the tombs of their loved ones, you know, to show how much they grieved. Well, let me add something to that that John Bunyan, the Tinker of Bedford, has said, and I think this is wonderful. He said this, and I'm quoting now, "God preserves our tears in a bottle so that He can wipe them away someday." You know, friend, when I read that, I wish I'd cried more. We need to weep more, because God keeps them in a bottle, and He's going to wipe them away someday. How wonderful this is. And then he goes on to say, which is very wonderful here, "In God will I praise His word. In the Lord will I praise His word." Someone wrote and said to me, "You make too much of the Bible. You're everlastingly talking about the Word of God." That's what David did. He said, "In God will I praise His word. In the Lord will I praise His word." Well, there's so few that are praising the Word of God, I want to make up for them. And so I'm praising God for His word. And then he says, "I'll not be afraid what man can do unto me." And it's wonderful to have a resource and a recourse to God. And here he says, the last verse, "For thou hast delivered my soul from death. Wilt not thou deliver my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living?" Now David said, and especially after his sin, David said, "I want to walk before God that I don't slip up again." And as far as the record is concerned, David didn't slip up again. Now, the king of Babylon committed that kind of sin every day of the year. It was an old hat for him, but not for David. And David says, "I want to walk before God." And today, you and I are enjoined to walk in the Spirit. God has given us not just a walking stick, more than that. To walk in the Spirit means to be utterly and absolutely dependent upon the Spirit of God. And this, my friend, gets right down where the rubber meets the road. It means to get down and practice this, as we saw in Galatians. It means get down out of your high chair and start walking. You're going to fall on your head, going to hurt yourself. Sure you are, but you're going to learn to walk if you attempt to walk in the Spirit of God. Commit yourself to Him every day. This is a wonderful psalm, a miktam psalm.